With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana voters are going to the polls today to pick challengers to Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester and Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says voting was going smoothly this morning with no reported equipment problems or weather-related issues. He says there was some confusion in Missoula with polling places being moved due to construction. Based on the number of absentee ballots returned, Stapleton says the turnout could be between 36% and 38%, higher than the 33% turnout in each of the past two midterm primaries. Stapleton expects most will vote one of the two major party ballots because there is only one contested race on the Green Party ballot. Early results will be released shortly after the polls close at 8 p.m. An independent watchdog has cleared Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke of wrongdoing when he gave a speech to a National Hockey League team owned by a campaign contributor. The Office of Special Counsel said Zinke's June 2017 speech to the Vegas Golden Knights did not violate the Hatch Act, a federal law that prohibits executive branch officials from engaging in political activities. The team's owner, Bill Foley, contributed to Zinke's Republican congressional campaigns. Zinke's speech has drawn scrutiny because of the political contributions by the team's owner and because Interior spent more than $12,000 on a charter flight from Nevada to Zinke's hometown of Whitefish for a speech the next day. Zinke has said no commercial flight was available for the late-night flight. The special counsel's office also cleared Zinke in a March 2017 trip to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Numbers in a new state revenue report mean Montana can likely restore some of the cuts made during last year's budget crisis. At least that's how one prominent Republican state lawmaker is interpreting them. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Back in November, Governor Steve Bullock called a special legislative session because the projections from the state's budgeting office showed Montana facing a revenue shortfall of $227 million. But about 6 months later, the latest revenue estimate from legislative analysts released Monday says the state's revenue shortfall is only about $7 million below expectations for this fiscal year, and that improvement could be enough to trigger a law passed during the special session that stated if revenues were good enough at the end of the fiscal year, the state could add some money back into the upcoming year's budget. That's according to Lou Jones, Republican chair of the state Senate Finance Committee. Jones says state revenue is on track to backfill up to $45 million in budget cuts put into law during the November special legislative session.
And so at this point, it looks like that the likelihood of the unwind is substantial, or the restore, whichever way we wish to call it, is substantial. Some things could happen between now and the end of the month, and we don't really know the number till the prove-ups in July, but it's very, very positive looking today.
This funding restoration could impact 21 agencies and branches in the state government that took up to a 10% budget hit amid last year's revenue shortfall. Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, says interventions made during the special session in November are a big reason the state is now seeing revenues coming in where they need to be. The governor's office also says some of the revenue in the legislative report may be overstated due to the timing of tax payments. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
For a second time in 3 days, an elk has attacked someone in Yellowstone National Park. The National Park Service says a female elk with a calf attacked 53-year-old Penny Allison Bear of Cypress, Texas, today behind the Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel. Yellowstone officials say the elk surprised Bear as she walked between cabins. An ambulance took Bear to a hospital in Livingston, Montana. More Montana voters have cast absentee ballots in this primary election than any primary over the past decade, and perhaps in state history. The Secretary of State's office said more than 209,000 people had voted absentee as of this afternoon. That surpasses the just over 205,000 who cast absentee ballots in the 2016 presidential primaries. Montana voters are picking a challenger to U.S. Senator John Tester after an expensive primary election campaign marked by attack ads, big spending by outside groups, and President Donald Trump inserting himself in the race. Voters are also deciding on a Democratic challenger to U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, nearly a year after the Republican was sworn in to fill the term of Ryan Zinke, who resigned to become Trump's Interior Secretary. Early results will be released shortly after the polls close tonight at 8. The Me Too movement has prompted a record number of women to run for office across the nation, but Democratic U.S. House candidate Kathleen Williams is the only female candidate for federal office in Montana's primaries this year. One Helena voter, 65-year-old Rick Duncan, said he voted for Williams today because Montana needs to stop sending, quote, crusty old white men to office. Another voter, 60-year-old Cheryl Donovan, says she voted for one of Williams' opponents, Grant Keir. She says it's an unfortunate reality in Montana that a man supporting women's issues is more electable than a woman. Donovan says she remembers being disappointed when former school superintendent Denise Juneau lost to ex-U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke in 2016. Montana wildlife officials have captured and relocated a 3-year-old grizzly bear that prompted a call for a refund at a small-town golf course. Golf course manager Michael Martin tells the Great Falls Tribune a woman ran in from the first hole, said there was a bear on the course, and asked if she could have her money back. State Bear Management took care of the hazard on the 9-hole Ponderay Golf Course in the town of Conrad. A bear specialist tracked the bear to a residential yard and shot it with a tranquilizer dart Monday. The bear was released today on the west side of the Continental Divide. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.